Hundreds of nurses from across the state were in Lansing yesterday to lobby their state lawmakers. The Michigan Nurses Association says one of its most pressing issues is patient safety. The association says many hospital nursing units are understaffed, which threatens the quality of care patients receive. They're backing a bill that would make Michigan only the second state to establish mandatory minimum nurse-to-patient ratios. But a group representing Michigan's hospitals and health systems says the legislation oversimplifies a complex issue. Current State's Kevin Lavery reports.
Registered nurse Scott Nesbitt works in the recovery room at the Mercy Health Partners Hackley campus in Muskegon. That's where patients go immediately after having surgery. Generally, they're still intubated and under anesthesia when they come into Nesbitt's care, so it's important that he and his colleagues monitor each person closely. They try to maintain a ratio of no more than one nurse for every two patients. But it doesn't always work out that way. Nesbitt says the recovery room is often understaffed, and not for lack of hired full-time personnel.
Our hospital constantly sends recovery room nurses home early, or outpatient nurses home early because it's slow for an hour, or they cancel shifts just to save a few dollars.
Nesbitt says oftentimes nurses handle too many patients, work double shifts, and are assigned mandatory overtime because hospitals make that their policy.
Chronic staffing isn't the exception, it's the plan for these facilities.
Nesbitt made those comments during a telephone conference call this week in support of legislation that he and the Michigan Nurses Association say would ease the pressure on overworked nurses. The Safe Patient Care Act would impose mandatory nurse-to-patient ratios on a number of hospital units, 1-to-1 for critical care units, operating rooms, and maternity wards. Non-trauma units would have one nurse for no more than 3 patients and 1-to-4 in pediatrics. The bill is sponsored in the House by Representative John Switalski from Warren and its companion piece by Senator Rebecca Warren of Ann Arbor, both Democrats. It's modeled after California's first-in-the-nation measure that sets baseline nurse staffing requirements. Switalski says since its enactment in 2004, California has seen positive change, both physically and financially.
And what we found is that hospitals have actually saved money in the long run. Less lawsuits, less readmissions, and less mistakes. And so we think that California went in the right direction, and we're going to continue to push it here in Michigan.
The Michigan Health and Hospital Association opposes the bill. Joyce Young is herself a registered nurse, as well as chief nursing officer for St. Joseph Mercy Health System Hospitals in Ann Arbor. She also serves on the MHA's legislative policy panel. She points to an opposite conclusion.
Studies in California have actually demonstrated that there has not been a correlation made between increased staffing ratios or the mandated staffing ratios and quality outcomes.
Young cites research by the American Medical Association and the Institute of Medicine as evidence against the Michigan proposal. She recently completed her own study of quality and safety benchmarks spanning 5,000 nurses in 23 states. Young says the results show that a nurse's level of education, training, and skill have a greater impact on patient safety than sheer numbers of people working the hospital floors. That's the science behind the stats. But Young says it's also a matter of math. She says a growing national nursing shortage can't justify the call for mandatory minimums.
In Michigan, we're projected to see that shortage grow over the next 5-10 years and on as all of us reach retirement age. Even if there was a correlation, there's not necessarily the numbers of nurses that are out there readily available to meet the excessive ratios mandated in the legislation.
Jeff Breslin disagrees. He's president of the Michigan Nurses Association. He believes established staffing ratios will improve working conditions at the bedside. Breslin says through formal staffing plans and set ratios, California has kept new nurses in the pipeline and even lured back frustrated burnouts.
There's a lot of information that shows there's more people going into nursing. There's more people coming back into the profession who had left during the middle of their career. And then the people are staying longer in the profession. So as far as a shortage of nurses, there's not.
Specific nurse-to-patient ratios are in place in some hospitals, like Sparrow and Lansing. But that agreement came about not through force of law, but by collective bargaining. The Nurses Association worries the recent passage of Michigan's right-to-work law will diminish its voice as patient advocates. That's why it's pressing to get the Safe Patient Care Act signed into law. But the measure has had a long history of stagnation in the state legislature. It's been introduced in every House session for the last 8 years, but has failed to move out of committee. The current version has 39 co-sponsors in the House. Representative Switalski says he and Senator Warren are negotiating with their leadership to win a hearing for the bill this session, another attempt to break it free from the legislative logjam and onto Governor Snyder's desk. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.